To begin today's webcast. That was Miles Davis on the trumpet, of course. The musing of Miles. I see your face before me. That's a remake, and I think that's just the perfect way to begin the webcast. Let's try to take our minds off of what's going on in the news, what's going on in Europe. I don't want to hear about Putin. I don't want to hear about what's happening in Afghanistan, Somalia. I don't want to hear about what's going on in the capital, in Washington, in my country. I just want to have a little talk with you. And this talk today is going to be of a spiritual nature because I think that we're all spiritual. We're going to die spiritual. We're born spiritual. We come from a background of spirituality. And the spirituality is what makes us, what designs us. Though a lot of people don't like to be preached at, and I was really surprised. I had a young visitor came by to see me. I prepared dinner, and he was looking at some of my old work. And I turned it off suddenly because I began to preach to him. And he said, "Why did you turn it off?" I said, "I don't want to bore you with what I believe." And he told me I was rather enjoying it. So with that, I'm going to continue to play some music. And let's see what comes up next. Okay.
Celebrate spring and this season's special.
Well, I see that they're going to play a commercial right there, so I'm going to turn it down. I'm listening to my music on Pandora, and I'm listening to the Eric Reed channel. I like to listen to good piano jazz music when I do a presentation. But I'm going to talk about lifting our hearts up instead of tearing them down, talking about things that are kind of crazy. Okay. Got a nice group here. I never heard of this group. The Shelley Berg Trio. Okay. Here's a number called Estate. From an album called Blackbird.
Thank you.
Can I talk to you a little bit? We're going to lower the music. I'm still trying to figure out why. Why war? Why mayhem? Why killing? Why fighting? Why? I can't figure it. There's so much beauty. Why bring ugliness? Listen to Harcourt. As the sun is setting on the West Coast here in Los Angeles, about 7:36 tonight, and it was just a beautiful day, I wanted to ride my bike, but I'm taking this heart medication to lower my blood pressure so that I can go into the hospital. I finally got a date to try to put a stent in my artery. Getting old, people. And my friends tell me, John, you really look great taking care of yourself. Yeah, I look good on the outside, but on the inside, I feel lethargic. You know, when there's not enough blood getting to the brain, and I understand it scientifically, you gotta fix it. I'm going in for treatment. You probably heard of it. I had one of these procedures before I had my open heart surgery. It's cardiac catheterization. That's what I have to have. I feel the same way I've always felt about medicine. I trust doctors. I don't know with this COVID thing, and I don't even want to discuss that. But they tell me that I'm going to have to, and I got my COVID testing here. Gonna try to stay away from everybody that I usually can until I get tested with this, and I hope that there's not a major outbreak where they can't take me in my hospital. But I'm gonna go for the procedure. I'm gonna trust it. Everything's gonna be all right. But it's all right, regardless of whatever happens. I was telling myself this morning that I'm tired. I guess that may make sense to some of you that are up in age. I'm tired. I'm tired of a lot of things. And you know, it's easy for somebody to lie to themselves and say, oh, come on, you. No, but I am. And so I'm going for the procedure because I want a little bit more air to flow to the brain. Give me a little bit more energy to continuously ride my bike around the block. To walk my dog the way I'd like to do that. Oh, the Shelley Berg Trio. The first time I ever heard from him. That number called Estate from an album called Blackbird, I think. My Romance, played by Brad Melodeau. I'm not good on difficult names. This was his introductory album, introducing his piano abilities. And I like him already. That's what I do when I come in the studio. I used to come in here and have all my books open, my Bible commentaries, and all of that. All right. Some of you asking for it, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to just reach over here. Grab my Bible. Open it up. I've always loved that number, My Romance. It's such a nice number. I feel like reading my Bible today, huh? You know, there's so much putrid racial hate going on in the world. One group of people thinking that they're better off than another group of people. And when this happens, you have discord, difficulty, anger, and it usually turns into something horrible. I want to read what the Word of God says about a little bit about this subject matter, just a little bit. There is none righteous, not even one, God says. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they have become useless. There is none who does good. There's not even one. You know what God is saying here? He's saying you can't put yourself supreme above another human being because none of us. You're right. I heard from Mario today. He wrote me from Papua New Guinea. And he said, "Oh man, there's hatred everywhere in every country." He said, "You are right about men being totally depraved. Doesn't make any difference whether they're rich, poor, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, all." Now that's in complete agreement with what my Bible just said in the book of Romans, chapter 3. I started to read it, verse 10. But there's hope. As this book tells us that all, basically, are sinners and have come short of God's glory. That includes me. It includes you. So our striving is to make sure that we are living to the best of our ability to live up to the standard that God has given us. I believe that God wants, it's on my mind and I gotta say it. He wants the Russians to love the Ukrainians and vice versa. Many a young man, many a person in Europe has died needlessly, senseless deaths, destruction. We in America are separated by great oceans, but missiles can still reach us to disrupt our peace and to bring us into total chaos. Brad is playing about his romance. Can't be too much romance in wartime, that's for sure. For years I've sat in this Lucy Coleman studio and looked out the windows and watched the sun go down. Sometimes I'd be in here with my staff, Mark Ramsey, Bob Klink, the other radio guests that I had here at the Big Mic. And I want to thank you guys for coming tonight to just check out some nice music with me as we listen and learn from the jazz greats. My friend Eric Reed, I believe he's still living in around the University of Tennessee, teaching piano there. I hope that Eric gets back on the circuit, but COVID literally shut everything down in the world. Jazz musicians, everybody. Now in Los Angeles, they're trying to break out. Every time there's a concert, a showing, or anything, people are tired of being cramped up in the house and they want to get out. Well, I'm going to play another number here. And I hope that you appreciate this next number. It's by my friend Eric Reed from an album that I have called Stan. Eric Reed. Thank you. Eric Reed, You Are There, from his album called Stand. You know what I love about good piano, jazz pianists that plays the piano like that? Is that they are consistent. I love listening to the fingers hit those keys, those black and whites, and make that marvelous, marvelous sound of music. And I hope that it lifts me up out of my non-transparent state of mind. You know, I get that way. Pray for me. I appreciate it. I think now in my life, I really do. If you believe in the same God, well, if you believe in God, because there's only one, and if there is another one, I don't know that deity by any other name. It must be the same one because he does it in all good peoples. Let's see what we got coming up next on the bandstand here as we continue to play some music and to entertain ourselves. Okay, I like this. The Bill Charlo Trio. One for my baby. Another pair of reading glasses. Please don't tell me that. Play it, Bill. Set them up, Joe. Thank you. Bill Charlap on the piano, the Bill Charlap Trio. One for the road. Thank you, Bill. I was looking at my library and I was thinking about, you know, I haven't heard this song in a long time. A long time. So I'm going to start playing it right now. And you will know that it is from some of the best jazz interpretations that you've ever heard in your life. All right? Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Cloudburst. Check it out. I know you're going to love this. Peace.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you can bet I knew from the first you were my love, cause that's my old gray cloudburst. My heart really blew the day you caught my eye. I hope that we two will never say goodbye. Now the gray have silver linings when they reverse. I found your love and that's my old gray cloudburst. Bum, ba, 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 ba. About your loving and your kissing and your hugging and your sweet turtle dove, pretty baby. I want me satisfied till you're clear. Here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, baby. Listen to my story. It's terrific, it's true. I want to find a way of telling that I really go. Are you over you, really, baby? But it's nothing to do. Cause you're telling me, really, really, slowly, when you tell me that you probably got a kind of crush on me. It moves me, proves me. How deep I can one woman be? Oh, little darling, I'm really fallen. You got me goofy and gay. I'm growing again, carried away. Just think you're gonna be mine someday. Oh, let's be a little sparkle, a little stop, a little sparkle, a little nibble, a little pop, a little baby, a little pop, a little baby. Every time you're so near, nobody loves me like you did. A little maybe I'll fly a little bit. Gonna tell you the truth, cause I love you when that's it. Cause I love you, baby, 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 with all my heart. Ooh, listen to me while I say a little, lot, little, little, get away, because I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one, yes, you're the one, I'm doing what I meant you want to make, you get your
study and pray, and that's the one, party and punch, punch, punch,
gotta find a lover, find a lover, find a lover, find a lover.
Hurry up, you're proud to pray, hurry up, take your pay away.
Gotta find a little girl to make it up your life, don't ever leave, let's sit and really want to ruin the fun. Light as a breeze through the trees, boy. What a blessing it was, I'm a breeze, boy.
But a fluffy new book of a fluffy
way. I'm a lucky lover, a lucky lover. I got the love you should discover. I was blue and I was always wearing a frown because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love, cause that's when you'll break.
Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross from the album Everybody's Boppin'. Yes, Cloudburst. One of my favorites. I first heard that when I was a teenager in my late teens. Was going to Fremont High. I heard it. I said, who in heaven's name are these people? Now we're going to hear a cut from an album called True Genius, right? Who else could that be? Ray Charles, this song for you. Now, we've heard other people sing it, but I don't think that you've ever heard it sung like this. The Genius of Ray Charles.
In my life and time, I sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone, and I'm just singing this song for you. It's what I hope to be, baby. I treated you unkindly, but girl, can't you see? There's no one more important to me, so darling, can't you please see through me? Cause we're alone now and I'm singing my song. Secrets of the truth.
happened. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better. So if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love.
Genius of Ray Charles singing that great song that Donny Hathaway made popular. Yeah, singing my song for you. That's what it's all about. And what better way to sing that song than during a time when everybody can go out and put their picnic basket together and eat some of that high spice fried chicken and live like we have no cares in the world. Kenny G. Yeah, yeah, music in the key of G, summertime.
Thank you.
from an album called Classics in the Key of G, Kenny G, playing the traditional great, great hit, Summertime. I can barely wait for summertime to come. Oh, and living in Los Angeles with those beaches and the mountains and the parks. Woo! Yeah, boy, play. Can't nobody play that horn like Mr. Kenny G does, I'm telling you. Amy Winehouse is next now. And Back to Black is the name of the album. And the number that I'm going to spin for you right now is You Know I'm No Good. Amy Winehouse.
Trouble.
hear them drums? Amy Winehouse. Yeah, the late, the great. I'm telling you, great talents pass away. Yes, they do. They pass away. Never to come back again. But we're going to listen to another female singer as we end up tonight's presentation. This is Norah Jones. Norah Jones, I've Got to See You Again. Come Away With Me is the album. Norah, Ask Me Again.
Lines on your face don't bother me.
Well, I'm glad about that.
Down in my chair when you dance over me. I can't help myself. I've got to see you.
Jones, she said she got to see me again. My goodness, what a beautiful singer she is also. Oh, to be young and gifted and black. This is PJ, your internet pastor, kind of a thing. Well, when are you going to play some spiritual music? Well, I'm going to play it right now from one of the greatest African-American male singers that, and he's still alive, and I love his music every day of the week. Brian McKnight's gonna take us home.
Mm-hmm. castle in the sand, but now I'm reaching out again, and I'm not letting go till you hold me, sometimes
there's nobody like Brian McKnight singing home. And you know what? I miss going to church. I miss being behind that pulpit. I really do. Because if I was still pastoring the church, I'd have one person to sing songs about God and about close relationships to him. And it would be Brian McKnight. I wouldn't pay him a dime. I would just say, boy, sing for the glory of God Almighty in that number home. And it's very easy for you to go back, just going back on your cursor and play it again and listen to the words. He's not singing about the love between a man and a woman. He's singing about the love that he has for his God, for his creator. And he says, bring me back home. Bring me to the place where spirituality was the highest mark. Where it wasn't about. See, our state of affairs is totally screwed up. We've missed it. We listen to popular music today, and if it's not talking about the booty of the breasts and all the rest, we need to find our way back home. Because private bedroom talk is for people that belong to each other and need each other and need each other to encourage one another. We really don't need to hear about that these days. We need to hear about how we're going to get back home to a place where God is, where God would be pleased with us. So on this 19th day of April, oh my goodness, listen to my dog protecting his homestead. On this 19th day of April in the year 2022, in this new millennial, in this new age that I'm living in, where sitting in the Lucy Coleman studio and doing this is not old shoe with me. It's a brand new moment. And I'm glad that you can join me for an hour and 5 minutes and 15 seconds right now. And let me take a little part of my life to share it with you. That's the state of affairs in the life of retired pastor John Coleman. Some of you may not like my choice of music and the fact that I play music to that degree, but I want you to get used to the fact that I love the arts. I love what people have created. My taste may be a little obtuse, if you will, but I hope that you appreciated me taking all the time. God bless you. Read your Bible sometime. Pray together with your family. Stay with those that you love. Encourage our children during these times of mayhem and confusion, of war. Explain to the babies that men are totally depraved, and they would do exactly the same thing all over again if they could. Oh, yes. We live in that day and age. Dave, take me home. Dave Brubeck Quartet right now. Three to get ready. Paul Desmond on the sax. Good night. From the album called Time Out. I have it in my collection. I remember when the album first came out. Some of you are listening to it for the very first time. Listen to Art of Gold. Thank you.